Political advertising is on commentator Fred Grandy's mind, not presidential campaign ads, but ads for congressional races. He notes that in one Indiana town, some local stations did something remarkable.
Ordinarily, the home stretch of any political season is a financial windfall for local media. While their commentators and columnists sternly pontificate against the alarming increase in negative advertising, their sales departments are selling airtime hand over fist. In tight races, this is about the point in the campaign when candidates start panicking and turn to their consultants, who usually advise them to go nuclear negative. This means dump every remaining dollar into radio and TV immediately and worry about what you said after the election. It's easy money, and almost all stations take it. But not everybody. Recently, in Evansville, Indiana, three television stations and one radio station committed a concerted act of high-mindedness. They all decided that they would not sell time to the AFL-CIO for ads which criticized the voting record of Congressman John Hostetler. These ads are part of a national campaign organized labor is waging in targeted congressional districts all over the country. They claim Hostetler voted to cut student loans and Medicare. Hostetler's office says he voted to raise both by 50% over the next 7 years. WIKY-FM said the reason that the Evansville stations won't run the ads is because they are convinced the AFL claim is misleading. The National Republican Party has written letters of protest to dozens of stations around the country carrying similar ads, and in some cases even threatened libel suits. Hostetler's office did complain about the ads, but it cannot be said that all local news organizations are in the congressman's pocket. Evansville is not a Republican stronghold with a grudge against unions. If anything, this southwestern Indiana city on the banks of the Ohio River is just the opposite. Both Whirlpool and Alcoa have strong presences in the area, and organized labor is still a force to be reckoned with. Republicans and Democrats have battled mightily here, and no incumbent has survived for long. Hostetler is a freshman who defeated Democrat Frank McCloskey in 94 and is now fighting for his own political life. So, if there is no partisan agenda or secret cabal at work in Evansville, what's going on? Randy Wheeler, WIKY's news director, told me the stations involved all belong to the local Better Business Bureau and subscribe to the truth in advertising standards that dictate the substance of the local ads that they buy. But federal campaign law is murky here, and local advertising ordinances don't necessarily apply. However, to these community broadcasters, what's good enough for the neighborhood lawn and garden center ought to be good enough for the United States Congress. And because they could not be sure of the content, the Evansville stations elected to pass up the cash. That's a decision that may not ever make much news, but it makes an awful lot of sense. And if you live around the greater Evansville area, it should make you feel proud.
Fred Grandy is the president and CEO of Goodwill International and a former Republican congressman from Iowa.